Tonight's shir, Simen Reish Beis, Si'if Beis. Haboiser kol zman shlo hegiya lichvil halavon, mevorach alav, berei pi adama. Boiser is an underripened fruit, and in this case is referring to grapes. Grapes that have not yet ripened, until they reach the size of a white bean of pil halavon, the brach is going to be berei pi adama. Umishu kafil halavon ve'elach, but once it reached the size of this white bean and larger, mevarach alav barei pure eitz. Then we give it the bracha barei pure eitz. Umitoch shlonoda lanu shir pol halav. Now we don't really know what is the size of this white bean. The oil mevarach barei pure dama. So we will always make a barei pure dama, ad shigadol b'yos, until it's really a large size berry or grape. Ushar kol ilan, when it comes to other trees, Mishiyotziu pri mevarchan alav bar pi eitz. When the fruit emerges, we say in it bar pi eitz. Obavad shlo yehi mar o afutz biyose. Provided that the fruit is not bitter or exceedingly sour, ad shein roi lachila, that it's not even fit to be eaten. Afilo aydei dechak, even in case of need, like you just can't get it down. The oz im mevarchan alav klal, because if that's the case, you're not going to make a brach on it at all. Some say that on carob, you don't make a barei pi eitz on carob until you see like chains of carobs coming down. With olives, also until you see the blossom grow around it. Before that, the bracha is barei pi adama. V'chein ikr, and that is the ikr halacha. Mishtabur sifkan yud aleph. L'chvol halavon b'gad lo. The unripened grape that has not yet reached the size of kepol halavon in its size, b'gad lo, is going to be a bar pi adama. Sifkan yud beis bar pi adama. To call davar shagadel ala ilan. Because anything growing on a tree, v'eino ikr hapi, but it's not yet the main fruit of the tree, the bracha is bar pi adama. Now we don't know these terminologies that the Mishnah talks about, the Gemara talks about. What is pil halavon? Sheish kama minim. There are many varieties of beans. Gedolim, katanim. There are larger. There are smaller. So we'll always make a bar pi adama until it's really large. Mishum debediyaved in berch bar pi adama al pi eitz. So the reason we'll say a bar pi adama when we are in doubt is because b'di'eved, if you make a bracha b'ra pi adama on a fruit of a tree, it works. K'dekamam b'sevn reish rav, as we will learn in sevn reish rav. U'mikamakam b'kagon zeh, ein lechol mehem kashir shechayah bracha achrona. But in this particular case, when you're dealing with grapes that have not yet fully ripened, you shouldn't eat a sufficient quantity that would require a bracha achrona. El b'toch hasud, unless it's during a meal. Why is that? Kimun shu safek, because we don't know. Is it bar pi adama with a brain of fashos, or is it bar pi eitz with main shalosh? So we don't know. Im yivarach achrei main shalosh or brain of fashos amos. We don't know what the brachachron is. Is the brachachrona ala eitz al pi eitz, or is the bracha brain of fashos? And therefore, don't eat enough to require brachachrona. Mishtabur sif kantes of gadol bi yoser. So we wait until it's really larger. Now, if we look at it and it looks, yep, this looks like it's fully ripened. A nafkamina klal, the gadol, doesn't make a difference really how large it is. We'll make the bracha barapia eitz. With grapes, there are different sizes of grapes. Different grapes are fully ripe at different sizes depending on the variety. If we look at it and it looks to us that this is ripe, we don't care how big it is, we'll make the bracha barapia eitz. And also, if you can see the or the appearance of the seeds from the outside, then certainly it is close to fully ripened. Everyone would agree you can make a bar pi eitz. So one of the signs of a ripe grape is being able to determine that the seeds are noticeable from the outside. Other trees, when the fruit emerges, you say bar pi eitz. Alpha gav shemidam ketana biyosa, even though they're really small. Sifka and yizayin, unless they are bitter or afutz biyotzer. Afutz means chomutz, sour. unless they're bitter or very sour. Until you can't even eat it, because there are plenty of tart fruits you can eat. This is so bad you can't even get it down. But what's clear from here is that if this fruit, even though it's sour or tart, it is eaten in case of need. Even though they may be sour or bitter, which is common with fruit when they are immature, because the sugars come out later as it ripens and gets older, but in the younger age, there's less sugars. Still, since you can't eat it, it gets the regular bracha, and you say bar p'chay adam v'chem b'sefer oyle sefrayim pig b'kubidin zeh. If you look in chay adam and the sefer oyle sefrayim, they take issue with this halacha. V'dayitam, in their opinion, the b'kagon zeh, in such a case, when you can eat it ayde d'chak, but you can get it down, einam avarech l'shahakol. The bracha is going to be shahakol. The mechaber says if you can't get it down even ayde d'chak, then you don't make a bracha on it at all. So the next step should be that if you can get it down, you can just get it down, that it should be shahakol. And then when it's better than that, it becomes a eitz. The way we're learning until now, the mechaber is saying, it's either ha-eitz or no bracha at all. So chayodim says, no, there's an in-between. If you can get it down, the bracha should be shahakol. Imlo shebishlan, unless you cook them, or maybe you sweeten them by cooking them, by heating them. Does mevar chalav barpiets? Then you make a barpiets. Kivin shu pri be'etzem. It is a fruit. El shesarach tigmar. It needs some help. It needs to be improved upon. So if you can cook it or roast it and it becomes sweeter through that process, then you'd make a barpiets. So Mechaber says, if you can't get it down, you don't make a bracha. It's mamash considered like a piece of wood. And even if you would sweeten them with a flame, the bracha would only be shahakol. The same halacha of a seed that you sweeten. The kaman b'sif gimel, we say that later in sif gimel. Chayodim writes, to the fize, according to this, mineferos shemarakin umetagnin bedavash ukiyotze bezeh, but oid gatana meoid. There are different fruits that they'll combine with spices or cook them with honey while they're very small. If they were unfit to be eaten at all prior to mixing the other sweeteners and spices to it, then aim of archalem kim shahakal achri kuchan. Then the bracha is going to be shahakol after you have added the spices and sweeteners to make it edible. Look in the Berlocha what we write concerning apples. Carobs will not be burp your eighth until you see like chains of carobs growing down. The oschosh of pri at that point is considered a fruit. But it has to be, they're not very bitter, like I said before. Before the olives have a blossom growing around them, the bracha is going to be Peretam. If you look in the commentary of the Lagoin, he's actually very strict, as we write in Berlocha. Sefkan chaf beis borei pri adama, the bracha of adama, I know afilu hemesukin, even though they may be sweet, the dain enim ikar pri, because it's not the ikar fruit before the blossom grows. So you take a look in Berlocha, ushar kali ilum ishiotziu, kemosh ashros v'chulu. The Berlocha explains the opinion of Vilna Goyin, ay beragro, shechol kapsaka shechonach. The Vilna Goyin disagrees with the shechonach's decision. V'hochiach, the Vilna Goyin proves to call Elah Simonim, all the signs that the Shulchan Aruch describes, Lo Nizkru B'Shas Rakel Inin Iser Ketzitzas Ilonas B'Shvias. These are only mentioned in the Gemara regarding the prohibition against cutting trees in the Shemitah year. Alin in Bracha, when it comes to making a Bracha, Mistabra, logic dictates, to be in Davka Mishigil Onis HaMaisers, that the measurement should be the measurement for Maiser, at the point that it's fit and you should give Meiser, that's when it gets a bracha. The koin l'chein, if it's not yet ready for Meiser, it's l'choshev priyuri l'achila. It's not yet ready to eat, and it shouldn't get the bracha. V'cheinu gam kindas ha-panamiris, panamiris agrees to this as well. Well, if we did v'ahem, according to the panamiris in the Vilna Goin, yishtanu kol hadinim shebesiv zeh. The halachas of this sif will change. Dina benovim, when it comes to grapes, binin dafka sheyero achasami tochon, that you're not going to make a bari pir eis on a grape until you can see the seeds inside. Ubezesim mishivi shlish. Olives have to be a third grown. The charuvin mishir ben the kudish achoris. The carrots have to have black dots. Who oish maskal hashkir. It's a sign that it's turning color. V'chem b'chol min u'min yeshir miyuchal hazeh. For every species, there's a point where we say it's fit for maisrus, and it has its own unique designation of when it's ready. K'mefor al-kol b'rambam, perek beis, hechaz maisrus. Rambam discusses in hechaz maisrus, ayin sham. The koidim shegila shir hazeh, it has not yet reached that level of maturity, and it's not chayv in maisrus, einim avarech, like bar pi adama. The brach is going to be bar pi adama. The Rambam in Hilchos Shemitah and Hilchos Brachos seems to support this position. The Chronim discuss this as well. So the Vilna Goyin and Panamiris holds that all the cases of the Shulchan Aruch are still Hadama. It's still too premature to make a Baruch Pi Eitz at the signs that the Shulchan Aruch brings. So when it comes to the going of the panamiris, mistav, it makes sense that filu mituk ba'or lo mahani. So sweetening it by heating it doesn't help. It's not a fruit. If it's not yet at the stage when it's fit for meiser, it's going to be a berpi adama even if you sweeten it by flame. And one should conduct himself this way lemaisa. Because it makes sense. But if someone does want to follow Shulchan Aruch and make a Baruch Pi Eitz on these immature fruits, we're not going to protest. We have who to rely upon. Well, let's say it's only fit to eat in case of need. You can't make a Eitz unless you cook it or you heat it. K'mashu k'sat yishtabur b'shem chayi odom, like we quoted in the chayi odom, from the chayi odom, or the fine. V'da, you should know, din the inyan tapuchim, when it comes to apples, she uronon is a meiser, a felix shen katanim. It's considered fit for meiser when it's very small. Rak mishenasu agulim, they just turn round, they're round orbs, that's already enough for meisers. K'mavar b'ram shal, Dram writes, came possessed, so it comes out in this case, Gam Hagra Vanamiris Moid Mas Shulchan Aruch. Here the Gun and Panamiris will agree with Shulchan Aruch. The Mevarchan Oz Alein Bar Pi Eitz, you can make a Bar Pi Eitz already at that immature state. Vim Hoy Uin El Katam Lechol Vakid De Chak, if they were only fit to eat with difficulty. Umitkanai De Bishl, and then they cooked them, they made it sweet. Gam Kan Varch Alein Bar Pi Eitz, you can make a Bar Pi Eitz, the Kuli Am according to everybody. So this is what the Mishnah said before. Look what I write in here, look about apples. When it comes to apples, there's more room to be make a Baruch Pi Eitz at an earlier stage. Because there, the Oinus HaMaisris coincides with the shear that the Shulchan Aruch would give when you see the roundness of the fruit. So then if it's Nechal HaYedei Dechak, and you would go ahead and heat it up, so everyone would agree that it would be a Baruch Pi Eitz now that it's edible at that stage.